This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 230. Going to San Francisco? Learn how to get local with iTalkie teacher, Sarah Honor. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, you'll meet our guest, who is a true West Coast local and a real San Francisco native. She'll show you the three phrases that you can use to go local when you visit San Francisco. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey guys, thanks for joining us today on the All Ears English Podcast. We have an exciting guest today. Our guest today is an American English teacher who has spent 10 years of her life in the unique and forward-thinking city of San Francisco. She's also lived in Seattle and Denver, and now she splits her time between San Francisco and Italy. She spends most of her time eating Italian food, learning Italian, and teaching English on iTalkie. Our guest today is Sarah Honor. Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us today. It's great meeting you today. How's everything going? Yeah, where are you now? Are you in Italy now?
Yeah, I'm in Sardinia, Italy.
Wow, you know, we have a lot of listeners from Italy, so I bet they will be excited to hear that you're there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a beautiful place, and I think everyone should visit it if they get a chance.
That's awesome. What do you like best about Italy?
I really love the food and the wine. From each region, there are such specific dishes and wines, and it's really fun to explore all the flavors and tastes that they have to offer. Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, Sarah, you're here today because we want to talk a little bit about San Francisco, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you told me that you spent 10 years of your life in that awesome city. And I think this is the first time we've actually had a guest on the show who has spent time or has lived in San Francisco. So that's exciting for us. Can you let us know how our listeners can speak like locals or understand local people in San Francisco?
Yeah, definitely. So I've thought of three different phrases that that San Franciscans use often when they're talking to their friends and to coworkers. So should I start?
Yeah, the first one? What's that phrase that they're likely to hear if they go to San Francisco?
Okay, so the first one is there an app for that? Or there is an app for that. An app is application. So San Francisco is a very tech-centric city. Everyone is using their phones, on their iPads, on their computers, and using applications in cafes and restaurants and bars. Everyone's talking about what technology they are working on, what apps they are working on. that you can use on your iPhone, on your smartphone. Yeah, all this technology is being developed near and in San Francisco.
Oh, very cool. So is it the fact that everyone is an entrepreneur or everyone's just using the technology or both?
It's definitely both. People are using it, they're sharing it, they're creating and talking about it. So when you go to San Francisco, you can download applications onto your phone and use them to get a taxi cab when you're going around. You can rent an apartment to stay in while you're there. You can have all your groceries delivered to your house through applications on your phone.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's like an entire city inspired by Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Totally. It's everywhere, and everyone is really excited about all these new technological innovations that are happening.
And how close are you to Silicon Valley? So what is the distance between, like, the inner city of San Francisco and Silicon Valley?
It's a 45-minute drive.
Oh.
Yeah, 45 minutes, but San Francisco is such a fun city to live in. There's so many cultural things, concerts, restaurants, events happening that many people who work in Silicon Valley live in San Francisco. And so companies like Facebook and Google have buses that take the workers to and from work in Silicon Valley. So they all ride on a bus together. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. So if our listeners happen to go to San Francisco, they could use that phrase to start to feel like closer to the locals, or they could expect to hear that phrase from the locals, right?
Exactly. So if they're waiting for a city bus, there's an application they can use to see when the bus will come. So you can always ask people, is there an app for the bus service? Things like that. They'll know exactly what you're talking about.
I love it. I love it. Very cool. So what's the next one, Tara? What would you say is the second phrase that our listeners should know if they're going to San Fran?
Okay, so this one is not exactly a phrase, but it's a group of words that you'll find all over San Francisco. Organic, local, sustainable, and seasonal. All of these words refer to food in San Francisco.
Wow, can you explain that a little? Can you explain each one? Is this a big movement that's happening out in San Francisco in terms of the way people are eating?
Definitely, definitely. People want to know where their food comes from and if they're getting it in a thoughtful and conscientious way. If they're getting it from farms that are treating their animals and their plants in a healthy way. So organic means that the food has not been sprayed with pesticides. It's all natural food. Local means that it has come, I'm not sure of the exact distance, but from where you live, but I think with in a certain amount of miles from where you live, 150 miles. So food that has been grown in your area.
Oh, very good. What about sustainable? What does that mean? That confuses me too.
Okay. Sustainable is food that is not grown with a lot of water, for instance. It's plants and animals that are being raised in a way that's good for the environment, that doesn't use so much water. For instance, there's a farm that grows tomatoes where they stop watering the tomatoes after a certain point. And those tomatoes, the plant sends all the nutrients into the actual tomato, and they're the best tomatoes I've ever had. But they don't water them very much. So they're sustainable tomatoes.
And more delicious.
Exactly. It's better.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
And what was the fourth term?
The fourth is seasonal. So foods, vegetables, and fruits that are grown in a particular season. So in the summer, tomatoes, zucchini, I don't know what else, lettuces, things that grow during the summer are seasonal to that season. And winter, broccoli, chard, kale, these things grow in the winter. So you try to eat food that is grown in the season you are in.
I see. That's awesome. So people are very health-minded and environmentally minded. You know, here in Cambridge on the East Coast, a very different city, right? Mm-hmm. Boston, Cambridge is very different from San Francisco, but we still have things in common. You know, we have this movement going on too. We have farmers markets out here, mm-hmm. But I bet it might be a little bit stronger out there in San Francisco. Have you ever been to Boston?
I haven't, actually. I've never been to New York either, so...
Really? Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're not living. You are. Well, we're excited to learn about the West Coast from you because it is quite different in many ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I think it's easier to eat this way in California because the weather isn't as severe as it is on the East Coast. It's hard to eat seasonal when there's snow on the ground. So,
right.
Exactly.
Yes, we do maple syrup, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, delicious.
So, Sarah, what's the third term that our listeners can use if they go to San Francisco?
Okay, this one's really specific. Where is the wiggle? And this is in reference to a bike route that we have in San Francisco. And if you haven't been to San Francisco yet, it's a city that is filled with hills. Even though it's filled with hills, it's a great city to bike in. There are many bike lanes and locals bike there and many tourists who come to San Francisco bike, to see the town. And the wiggle is a specific route that allows you to, maneuver through the city, without having to climb any hills. And it has many twists and turns. That's why it's called the wiggle, because you have to wiggle through the city. And it's easy to lose this route. So I suggest to anyone who goes to San Francisco to rent a bike and bike the wiggle. And you might have to ask, where is the wiggle? Because there are so many turns in it.
So what does the word wiggle mean in English?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right, to move, right?
To kind move, of... up and down or from side to side, right?
Yeah, so that makes me think it was named with that in mind, right?
Definitely.
With that. Yeah, that's interesting. I think I remember in San Francisco driving down a really windy road. I'm not sure if that's the same one.
It's Lombardi Street.
Yeah, Lombardi. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
And now I want to make sure. But yeah, that I think that's the most twisty, wiggly street in the United States.
Okay, but that's not the official wiggle. That's not the wiggle.
No.
Okay.
No, the wiggle is on the main streets of San Francisco. So it's an actual bike lane. And
I see.
Yeah, it's a specific route. So.
Oh, very cool. Man, I feel like a local already. I feel like
great.
I feel like I could go out to San Francisco and just fit right in. So I want to recap what we've said today. So your first phrase was, there's an app for that, or is there an app for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your second group of four words that are really useful in San Francisco were organic, local, sustainable, and seasonal. Awesome. And the third one is asking people, where is the wiggle? If you want to find that bike path to get all over San Francisco. Now I want to go biking in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
Really great.
Very cool. Well, I'm so excited that you were able to come on today to tell us about this awesome city. I love the city of San Francisco. I think it's just such a cool place, and I'd like to spend some time out there at some point in the next few years. And so, Sarah, you are also a teacher on iTalkie, I heard. Is that right?
It's true. Yeah, I am.
Wow, interesting. So how many hours a week are you on there? Are you on there all the time working with different students?
I am, yeah, about 30 hours a week I'm teaching right now. Yeah.
Wow. So do you have any room in your schedule for new students?
I do. Yeah, of course. I'm always looking for new students. What's great about iTalkie is it's flexible. So you can schedule a session when you have the time. And some weeks I don't see a student, and the next week I do. So it's very flexible. Yeah.
And how would you describe your lessons, like in one or two words? What are your lessons like?
Okay, so I'm a really laid-back teacher. I'm relaxed, and I like to have fun during the sessions. While learning, of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So laid back means what? What does laid back mean?
I'm relaxed. I don't take things too seriously, and I'm free flowing, I think. I go with the flow, which maybe doesn't help, but
I like that. No, I think that's great. You know, a lot of our listeners have spent years in classes with grammar books, mm-hmm. and they're looking to just start using the language with a real native speaker, and someone who's relaxed would also make them feel relaxed around English. So I like that idea. So guys, if you want to work with Sarah, to do that, you need to go straight to allearsenglish.com/italki. You can search for Sarah's username. Sarah, what's your username?
Sarah Honor.
Okay. And can you spell that for us?
Yes.
The full name?
Yeah. So S-A-R-A-H space H-O-N-O-U-R.
Perfect. So if you guys want to work with an awesome English teacher who's relaxed and is going to help you have fun, give it a try with Sarah. Thank you so much, Sarah,
yeah.
for visiting us today and letting us know about San Francisco.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.